A year ago, a building being demolished in Center City, Philadelphia, came crashing down onto a Salvation Army thrift store, killing 6 people and injuring more than a dozen others. Just 48 hours later, Mayor Michael Nutter announced a host of reforms to prevent it from happening again. Have they made a difference? WHYY's Holly Otterbein takes a look.
On the 6100 block of Callow Hill Street in West Philadelphia, there is a terrifying and not at all unusual vacant property.
The roof's completely gone on it, as you can see through the window. You could look right up at the sky. The roof is partially collapsed down inside.
Scott Maldarig is the head of the Emergency Services Division in Philadelphia's Department of Licenses and Inspections, or LNI. His unit was created in the wake of last year's deadly building collapse. Its job is to pinpoint the most dangerous properties in the city, and in many cases, tear them down. Maldarig has invited a group of pre-approved contractors to bid on demolishing the house, right here on the street. They inspect every inch of the building they can, climbing through poison ivy to get a look at its backside, and prying open the boarded up house with a crowbar.
This is a complete collapse of the interior and roof system, putting a lot of strain and pressure on the adjoining properties. Mildew is growing through here, so it's definitely a hazard. This is one of the ones that we definitely needed to demolish.
After the contractors get a good look, they each hand an LNI supervisor the price they'd accept for the job.
Everybody's in, right?
Gamma Wrecking, $24,567. Pedro Palmer, $22,200. Ray's Home Repair, $22,300.
Okay, Palmer's the winner.
The lowest bidder, Pedro Palmer, must start work in the next 3 hours. Within a month, the dangerous property finally will be gone, no doubt easing the minds of neighbors. Back in his Center City office, LNI Commissioner Carlton Williams says creating Maldarig's Emergency Services Division is just one of many recent reforms. Another new division cracks down on illegal work at construction sites. And Williams says demolition contractors must now go through a rigorous review before they can get a permit.
The application process now includes a 20-day review, where it used to be an over-the-counter permit. And we look at contractors' experience. We look at site safety plans that are required now. And we also look at work schedules so that we can make sure that the project is progressing safely.
Lawyer Robert Mangaluzzi represents 6 people injured in the building collapse and families of 2 who were killed. He says the single most important change the city made after the tragedy was requiring demolition contractors to submit a safety plan.
I was asked on the day of the accident, Bob, what do you think happened? And I said, they didn't have a demolition safety survey. And they say, how do you know that? I said, because every demolition accident case I've ever handled, they didn't have a demolition safety survey. The time of the collapse, I was 2 blocks away, taking a deposition in a case, a demolition collapse case, where a worker lost his leg, where they didn't have a written demolition safety survey plan at the very moment of the collapse.
The problem, according to Mangaluzzi, is that the city doesn't always enforce its new rule. When the city hires pre-approved contractors to demolish unsafe properties that are 3 stories or less, like the one in West Philadelphia, he says the city is not forcing them to submit that plan.
The fact that the city is now letting contractors get away with not submitting it, even though their own rule requires that they submit it, is just dead wrong. And at some point, we're going to have another collapse, and the blood's going to be on their hands.
City Controller Alan Bukovitz audited LNI recently and found similar results. He looked at 14 demolition permits and says 4 of them did not include a safety plan.
I mean, the lack of a safety plan is the most egregious failure. I mean, that was one of the most important reforms that was touted.
Bukovitz's report, which Mayor Michael Nutter's administration objected to strongly, also found that LNI kept shoddy records and sometimes waived demolition requirements if a building was deemed imminently dangerous.
They say that they're doing all sorts of safety measures to make sure this won't happen again, and it turns out they're not doing them.
Williams, the LNI commissioner, says Bukovitz's office grossly misunderstood the department's records. He says the data system will be updated next year.
When it was created in 1999, it was better than what we ever had in the city of Philadelphia. But in today's time, it's like the DVD player of the past. It's prehistoric.
Williams says it's true that pre-approved contractors are not required to submit their own safety plan when they demolish some buildings, but that's only because the city has a standard plan they must agree to. Where exactly the truth lies, we may soon know. A Blue Ribbon Commission has been appointed to investigate LNI and determine whether its reforms are making a difference. It's planning to release a report in September. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.